Start Morning X Headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by... Nope, just go. DJ Trump, no longer the president of the United States. Donald Trump has put one of his helicopters up for sale. Do you guys like to buy a Trump helicopter?
Oh, yeah.
Gently used Trump copter?
Gently used?
I bet it's still got that spray
tan. I turned your mic
smell.
On. You can stop turning it off. How about that?
Oh, okay, just don't comment on it. We're fine. Jesus Christ.
I wouldn't buy a Trump helicopter.
Thanks, Ashley. It's a 1990 Sikorsky 76B. Word on the street is they usually sell for around $1 million, but this one, this guy has been all Trumped out. It's got gold seat belts, gold handles, upholstered leather, custom flooring. He has not listed a price. The listing literally just says make offer. What are we doing here?
Look, Jason,
President Trump.
He's a shrewd businessman, okay? Everybody knows you. If you name your price, you're just limiting yourself.
He's going to negotiate
you. Offer me.
I see.
Yeah, that's right. How you do it.
I don't know. Make offer just feels like what you would see on a Craigslist listing for an old couch or something like that.
You're definitely going to get a bunch of people that are like, how about just for free? That's my offer.
Mm.
That's what happens.
Yeah. What about interesting trades? Would you accept interesting trades?
President Trump? Like a boat? Or something?
I don't know.
I'm waiting.
Remember,
for
Kramer
a
was
going to
trade a tank top, a T-shirt, an undershirt for a van.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Hang on. You're looking for a boat person,
I'm
Emily.
I'm looking for a boat person.
Would you go out on Donald Trump's boat if he traded his helicopter for a sweet pontoon rig?
Yes.
You could take out on Lake Travis.
Yes.
You could be one of his boat hoes.
But I mean, at the same time, I was already considering trying to find some old sugar daddy to take me out on his boat instead. So, old sugar daddy being Donald Trump, terrible, but not the worst. It's pretty bad.
Tell me which sugar daddy would be worse.
Eric Trump?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you'd rather hang with DJ Trump than Eric Trump?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know enough Eric Trump thing. Really?
Like, I don't feel like Eric Trump is in charge of anything. He doesn't have his own money. Like, I feel like he goes every day.
Wait.
He wakes up and Donald.
You're going to get off the Eric Trump boat and he's going to be like hitting you up for gas money?
Yeah, he's like, hey,
he's gonna
can I get a ride back into town with you?
Pass the hat around?
Yeah.
I just had an epiphany, guys.
What's that?
What about a sugar mama?
Mm-hmm.
Then I can get Ivanka in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking Melania when you said sugar mama, but Ivanka's even better.
Emily,
yeah.
Is this a real thing? Because I think we should do this. Let's find Emily a sugar daddy boat person.
In the safest way possible, sure.
through the radio is always the safest way. That's never gone wrong.
Strangers, I love that.
What's,
no, you guys are all my friends.
This is the this is the second. He also put a helicopter up for sale in November when he was still in office. I presume he sold that one. He's owned three Sikorsky S-76B helicopters, and now he's selling off two of them. What do you... that makes sense. Usually one helicopter is enough for a dude.
Yeah.
But what do you do if you're a billionaire, as Donald Trump is, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Dot, dot, dot.
What do you do with $1 million? That doesn't do anything, right? Is it even worth the trouble of selling a helicopter?
You go out to eat.
For $1 million?
I could see him having, like, liquidity problems, and so you need to make a quick million fast to pay off some sort of debt or, you know, pay back some Russian dude for influencing votes.
Right.
The thing that I find that's funny is him saying that he's the one selling it. I just would love to see a video of Donald Trump trying to put his helicopters on eBay.
Trying to figure out the apparatus.
Yes. Yeah, all right, going to put in.
Okay, eBay. Donald Trump is absolutely a Craigslist guy.
Craigslist?
Absolutely a Craigslist guy.
Hey, you say that in a derogatory way. What's wrong with Craigslist, man?
I feel like that's the step down.
Is it better than Facebook Marketplace?
Ooh, you can sell everything on Facebook Marketplace.
The same.
Hang on. Something, liquidity problems, P-tape. It's Friday, man. All right. I don't have all the parts to the jokes, but they're in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Build your own jokes.
Figure it out at home. Okay. It's all in there. What about X? It's the Morning X with Killers tickets before 8 o'clock. Hold on for that. My guy, Nicholas Hajda. He's a noted angry person, angry young man. Just a second ago, I said, stop turning your mic off. And you see the way that he blew up at me? Emily, did you think he was going to hit me? I thought he was going to hit me. I thought he was going to hit.
He hit you with his words.
He's a madman, all right? A madman. And that's why we designed this segment, just for him to, you know, hit the release valve on some of that pressure. It's called Dear Redacted. The idea is Nick redacts the name, takes out the name of the person his anger is directed at, so nobody gets their feelings hurt, can't sue us. What do you got for me today, buddy?
Dear Redacted, you are gross, disgusting trash people, and you should be ashamed of yourself.
Whoa.
Not really. Everything's okay. But the principle stands that if you're going to leave dishes in the sink, rinse them off, okay? If there's just food sitting there for days and days and days, and again, everything's fine. Nothing's fine. Just come on. Look at yourself. Look at where you are, where you've come to life. I feel like that's just like just go ahead and put wheels on your house. Let the grass grow on the front lawn and have a couple of cars just sprinkled in there.
You got like a cousin wheels?
Yeah. What's wrong with having wheels on your house, man? All right. I'm moving to Manor. Those are my neighbors. Okay. Horrible. Those are my my neighbors, bro.
Yeah. All right? Go look at their dishes. See what. Just tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong.
They're made of styrofoam.
Again, I don't understand the mindset of just, I will allow food waste to calcify, to crystallize, to petrify on the dishes. It's very simple.
I tried to warn you, man. All right.
I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. I don't know why you're involved in this. This is about somebody you don't know. You don't know who these people are.
Oh, right. Oh,
definitely not my roommate's killing Katie.
Nope.
It's not. I'm telling you. Again, everything's fine. But just, I don't understand why, like, just, it takes literally 5 minutes. How do I know it takes 5 minutes?
Because
I've had to do this a couple of times for you. That when you go and you make tempura, homemade tempura, that was excellent. I mean, just the batter was perfect. Mm-hmm. The chicken
was
tender.
We're still generalizing, right?
There were some vegetable ones, and I didn't try those. It was great, but then there's just a pot with all of this batter mix in it and oil and everything.
Yeah.
You go, shoo, 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 shoo. That's it with a sponge, and it's good. You put it in the sink. That's fine. I'll move it from the sink to the dishwasher whenever. I grew up in the raised by country folk, okay?
Okay.
Country folk. Folk. F-O-L-K. And, I grew up having to do the dishes, and so dishes, they don't affect me at all.
I have two questions.
Am I mad cleaning up and doing somebody else's dishes? A little bit. But I would never let it show.
I have two questions.
Yes.
Number one, how long is too long in the sink? Okay. Number two, do you believe in the concept of if somebody cooks for you, you clean for them?
Yes. Yeah. Sure. That's fine. But they're not. Okay. Dear Redacted, I'm glad you have a policy of what's mine is yours. I don't want yours. Don't eat mine.
Whoa. Oh,
okay. There it goes.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Okay.
This is all intertwined now.
Uh-huh. Man, I'm just going. Anybody got a place I can stay this weekend? I understand the concept of like, you know, you just cooked a bunch of meal. You just ate. You're full. You're stuffed. Don't have to immediately clean. Now, a professional chef, a person who likes to cook would tell you that you go one at a time. You know, you cook a pot, you clean it. You go as you clean as you go, and that's how effective people do it. And I subscribe to that. But you can leave it until the next day.
Well,
you got 24 hours.
Let me
before you're a trash person.
Let me grab the
before
wheel.
That, you're just lazy.
Of your redactedness here for
go
a second.
For it. Please save me.
Oh no, you're doing fine. Because I too have new roommates, and I tried pretty hard.
Does Bumbleito even know what a dishwasher looks like?
I would say he excels. As a matter of fact, he's kicking his mom's ass in the once we're done with this dish, we're gonna put it straight into the dishwasher.
Man,
game.
I'm proud of Bumbleito.
Because look, you said it takes 5 minutes. It takes seconds to literally, when you're done consuming, you know, run it under the water and stick it in the dishwasher rather than stack it up, pile it up now. Because, then it becomes, now we've got a project on our hands. It was a slight nuisance to rinse, put it straight in the dishwasher. Now, I got some weird Rain Man stuff when it comes to loading the dishwasher, and I tried to tell him several times. I'm like, hey, this is not a piece of abstract art, okay?
Oh, are you?
This is a math problem, loading the dishwasher, okay?
Are you a loads from the back forward guy?
It's not about that, is it, okay?
Are you like oh, it's about efficiency. Forks have to be down, spoons
can
be up.
It's about efficiency, okay? And so when you've got things going this way and bowls, plates going that way, it looks like a Picasso in there. I'm like, hey, settle it down. Picasso from the syphilis days, okay?
The bad Picasso.
Not the early Picasso.
Not the famous. Good Picasso. Yeah.
But he's pretty good at just rinsing it off and getting it in the dishwasher. But then you get the problem comes when the dishwasher's full and it hasn't been unloaded yet, and then you get to a backlog. And apparently, we got a real situation when it comes to. So a couple of days ago, did I tell you all this? Bumbleina tells me, she's like, "Hey, I ran the dishes in the dishwasher," and I'm like, "That's great. I ran them last night. Those were clean dishes." Mm-hmm. And she goes, "Oh,
still counts though.
I tried."
Aww.
And I said, "What made you think that they were dirty?" And she goes, "They were in the dishwasher." I'm like, "Well, you know, it doesn't automatically put them away." So now I get a text every time. She's like, "The dishes in the dishwasher, are they clean or are they dirty?" And I'm like, "There's a very simple way to figure it out. Take one out and look at it.
Yeah.
Is it clean? Then they're probably clean. If all the dishes in the dishwasher are clean, then they're clean."
It's 2021. Where is my dishwasher that texts me whether my dishes are clean or dirty?
They have signs.
They're smart fridges. No, that's one other thing. Isn't there a little light? Because we had a rule at my old place where if whoever popped the dishwasher when it had that clean light on, you had to empty it. And that was horrible.
Oh.
I would literally wash them again after taking a fork just to get that green light back on there.
Just so somebody else had to put them away? So while you're criticizing your roommates or undetermined people and their dishwashing practices, you are displaying unbelievable acts of laziness.
This is why my rule is if the dishes are clean and have no food on them, there's no rules. It's fine. It's every man's game. But you got to clean the food off. Also, I may have had clothes in the dryer for an entire week. So thank you, Katie, for folding my clothes and putting them down.
She folded them too? Wow. You can't complain about this dishes thing. She folded your clothes.
I can. You know, watch me. I ate the Gil's leftover tempura and I drank one of his little tiny Cokes. Problem solved.
Nick Costa gets butt hurt, but he don't want to say any names. So he says to adapt it, and it keeps him from going in.
I will. So let me grab the wheel of your redacted again. Mm-hmm. Bumbleina, while she struggles at dishes, is killing it in the laundry game. She does. This is a crazy concept. I've never heard of this before. She does laundry every Sunday.
Yeah.
Wow. Laundry day. Really?
What kind of sicko behavior is that? Because I just, you know, I wait until I'm out of clothes.
Right. Yeah. So all your piles on your floor are empty.
Until I've worn every pair of underwear frontwards, backwards, inside out, and regularly. And then I'm like, oh, it's laundry day.
Yeah.
But she just does it every Sunday, which is quite nice. Except for it throws my rotation into disarray. Okay? I have a pile of shirts in the corner that are clean shirts out of the laundry, okay? And when I get to the bottom of the pile, it's time to do laundry. She cleans them, throws the shirts back on top of the pile. I'm like, now the shirts at top of the pile are getting worn over and over again. The bottom of the pile, I never get to the bottom.
All right, enough for your rich white man privilege problem. Let me grab the wheel again. You know who's good at cleaning the food off the dishes? Waffles. Our beloved little Chihuahua
dog.
Corgi. That dude does a great job. Oh. Just put it down the floor, come back after smoking a cigarette outside. Dishes are clean. Problem solved.
101X, it's the Morning X. Jason, Nick, and friends Nick and Emily with tickets to see The Killers September 9th, 2022, Moody Center. We're going to give them away with another edition of But Your Kids Are Gonna Love It, which is a reference to what movie, Emily? I know you thought you were hosting the game show today, but now you're on the spot.
Okay, But Your Kids
Are Gonna Love It.
Oh, Back to the Future.
And yes, she
you
did.
You said this when you came up with the idea for the flux capacitor.
I was going to say, every day this week you told us you were going to watch it, and yet you haven't.
Yeah, I've seen it before. It's just been a while.
Yeah, yeah. So this is the game where today Emily is going to give us a movie a song and a news headline that all originated, all came from the same year, and then me and Nick are going to try and guess, what year is that? You want to be as close as possible, scoring cumulative, have the smallest number possible by the end of the game, and we each play on behalf of a listener. Mark called first. Mark chose Mark. Team Nick.
What?
You have chosen poorly.
apparently, I have won of tickets twice already, so we're going for 3 for 3.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Which means I'm doomed.
I know you hate giving the listeners tickets. Does that actually bother you? I know you want to win, but
just the ones that are fans of you.
Excuse me?
My fans, I love giving them tickets.
Are they segregated? They're not the same people?
I don't think that nobody could like both of us.
All right, so if Nick wins, Mark is going to get the tickets. I'm playing for Brian. Emily, let's do it, man. What's the first one?
All right, for the first year, you could see in the movies, the movie, The Goonies, you could, the song Take On Me by Aha was released, and you could read a headline that says, Live Aid concert raises $127 million for famine relief in Africa. Is that good? I was trying to mimic Nick doing the voice of a
nailed
Newsies
it.
Person.
You nailed it. I was like, am I calling this game?
Okay, so Goonies.
Goonies, Take On Me.
Take On Me.
Live Aid concert raises $127 million for famine relief in Africa.
You know what? Follow your heart, Nick. Follow your heart.
Follow your I'm heart. In. Hajda says. Nick, how does Take On Me go?
Take on me. Take on me.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
If it was like Grand Theft Auto Vice City soundtrack,
that's how you
I know
got it. It.
I know it. 80s on my jams. Me in my car. It will go very far in my car.
Nice.
Gary Newman.
So is that one that's not on the soundtrack? Doesn't seem that you know it. It doesn't
seem.
That was my
favorite.
Okay.
Something about a seagull?
Goonies feels real 1983-ish to me. Mm-hmm. Take On Me feels real 1983-ish to me. But Live Aid, wasn't that like Freddie Mercury? This is it?
Yeah.
The last time? That feels real 1979 to me, bro. But I got 83.
Oh, hang on. 1983.
See, I had the same exact thing. I was thinking 83, 84, but that Live Aid had to have been like 88.
88?
Going 88.
Freddie Mercury dead AF by 88, bro.
Damn it. Maybe he died in 88.
That might be incorrect. I don't know. That might. It's almost as bad as your rendition of Cars.
So, you could watch The Goonies, listen to Take On Me, and go to the Live Aid concert in 1985.
No!
So, Jason, you were off by 2, is that right?
Yeah.
And then, Nick, you were off by 3.
I knew I should have hedged and gone 86.
Okay.
It's okay. You're very
close.
When
did Freddie Mercury die? Let's get to the bottom of that.
I don't know.
No Googling.
No, I'll look it up.
No,
I'll look it up. Let me do it.
That's fine. What's number 2, Emily?
Okay, number 2. You go to the movies and see Suicide Squad. You turn on the radio. I'm doing it differently here, okay? This is my role.
That's fine.
Turn on the radio. You could hear One Dance by my favorite person, Drake. And if you open up the news, the headline reads, Zika virus spreading explosively in America's World Health Organization says.
Have you ever heard the news voice before?
I have, but all I can think of is Nick doing the news voice, so I'm just impersonating Nick doing the newsies voice.
Okay, so
I mean, for most of her life, she's probably gotten the news through a Google alert.
Suicide Squad, Zika.
Mm-hmm. One Dance, Drake.
Mm-hmm. One Dance. Is that the one that you were telling me about yesterday?
No. This is the one that goes, I need a one dance.
Okay. Emily is telling me about a fire Drake jam. Who's it got on it?
It's got
Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj, Chris Brown, and Lil Wayne.
Oh, you listen to a Chris Brown song? Shame on you.
Oh, he just did the chorus, and that's the worst part of the song. It's old.
All right, I got my answer.
Should we do a Nitpickers episode on a song? I think that's a fun idea.
I think we should do a Nitpickers episode on Emily's news voice.
Okay.
What are you talking about, Nick? This is my news voice.
So I have no idea what song that is. I remember the Zika things. I used to think that was a problem then.
Now look at us.
It was for a lot of people. Yeah.
Now look at us.
No. But Suicide Squad, it lived on my DVR for several years because I was like, I'm a Batman guy. I'll watch this, right? It'll be fine. Never seen it. Mm. 2016 is my answer.
Going 2016. Okay.
Yeah, maybe not.
What about you, Nick?
I had the exact same thing, 2016.
Oh. Why are you fewing?
Well, lucky for you both, it's 2016.
Yay.
Do you want to know why I picked this one?
No. Okay, Emily, tell us why you picked this one.
Two wrongs make a right. This is going to make both of you cringe. That was the year I graduated high school.
Oh, that's then. Yesterday, I joked that High Hopes by Panic at the Disco might be Emily's class mm-hmm. song. And she goes, that song was came out when I was in college 2 years later.
Oops.
That's funny.
Okay. 2006. Final
what was your
one.
Class song?
Oh, it was really cringy. We're All in This Together by High School Musical. We're all in this together. Right. I didn't vote that.
I'm free as a bird, bro. Nick?
I don't know.
You don't know your
he
class
didn't show
song?
Up.
No.
He didn't vote.
It's probably Good Riddance, Time of Your Life.
That is a good one. I wish we could add that.
Yeah.
To class
Maybe
2 years
we were
before
vitamin
we
C.
That one.
It was
you were probably vitamin C.
Okay. It is
it's
what?
Gerald. It's probably some racist country
Nick's
song.
Off by 3 years. I'm off by 2 years. Is that correct?
That's what
yep.
I got.
Yep. Yep.
All right. So it comes down to this final one.
This is a big, big one. Okay.
Emily?
So...
Please
and
be 9/11.
This year,
please be 9/11.
Oh, Jesus
me.
Christ.
Wow. Hello. Okay.
That wouldn't help me. It would be good.
This year, you could go to the movies and see Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds, turn on the radio and hear Surfin' USA by the Beach Boys, and open up a lovely little newspaper and read, U.S., Soviet Union, and Britain sign the Limited Nuclear Test Ban Treaty.
Okay, it's getting better. You're yeah. dialing it
Should
in.
Should I do it again?
That's pretty.
U.S., Soviet Union, and Britain. Now I just sound like an alien.
Now do it.
U.S., Soviet Union, and Britain signed the Limited Nuclear
birds.
Test Ban Treaty.
When was the birds?
The birds,
the
boys,
bees?
The birds, the boys, and the Soviet Union and Britain and U.S. signing the Limited Nuclear Test Ban Treaty. Use your thinking.
Come
your
on.
Noggin.
Come
thinking
on.
Thinking
That's
noggins.
Unfair. Jason knows Beach Boys things.
Did you know? Fun fact. Oh, I have so many
go.
Fun facts stored in me. Fun
right.
fact. Beach Boys, Surfin' USA. That was my first album that I ever got.
That's not a fun fact. That's a personal
yeah, but
anecdote.
It's fun, and it's a fact about me.
You have to come at me with, like, did you know Brian Wilson wrote that while sitting on the toilet? That's a fun fact.
Yeah, but you didn't know this.
Not this.
This is fun. That's a fact. I'm okay. So, that was my first album. How cool, right?
Haji, you ready here?
Yeah.
I mean, this is tough because it's like Surfin' USA. That was like invented rock and roll, right?
Sure.
Right around sometime. I mean, the Beatles did it maybe in the 50s later. Then I got 1963.
I'm really worried that The Birds was a 50s jam, but I don't think so. I 1960 is what
Ooh.
I have.
Ooh. Well, one of you is on point.
It might be 1960, yeah.
And it is 1963.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
This is how we do
this.
It.
Do it.
That is how we do it. This God. Is a good game, guys. You did
Damn,
well.
I am good at this game.
Wow.
Two right on the nose. I missed the Goonies by 2 years. That's it.
Oh, you've been staring at your chest the screen.
Matter?
Beach Boys Surfing USA 1960. Cheater.
God. Cheater. Mark, you happy? You happy with what you did there, buddy? Don't worry. We got a consolation prize for you.
You're right, Brian. Good luck collecting on it.
Brian, you're going to go see the Killers. Hold on.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.